It's beginning to sound a lot like 4th of July. With the holiday still days away, night skies already are punctuated with pops of firecrackers and colorful showers of sparks. With firework stands now open, the big question for people who live in Hobbs is, what's legal and what's not? Fire Marshal Eric Enriquez says Hobbs has adopted a city ordinance commonly called Safe and Sane.
Anything that goes up that's an aerial device or a firecracker ground audible is illegal. Is what we call restricted fireworks. Anything that's permissible are your fountains, anything that emits sparks, those are the ones that are permissible within the city.
Enriquez says if police catch you with illegal fireworks within city limits, they can take them away and take you to jail.
Under our municipal code, it'd be a misdemeanor. Therefore, you're looking at up to 90 days in jail or a fine of up to $500.
Enriquez also reminds residents to have a water bucket or hose handy when using fireworks and closely supervise children who handle any types of firecrackers. The fire marshal suggests that instead of putting on a backyard display for the neighborhood that could prove illegal and dangerous, go to the city's free 30-minute display at Harry McAdams Park on Friday the 4th. Are you happy with your retirement plan? Do you even have a retirement plan? Hobbs African American Chamber of Commerce wants to help you set up or manage a plan for when you want to stop working full-time or at all. An event tonight that's free and open to everyone features speaker Pat Alfano, a regional group retirement expert with Mass Mutual Financial Group. Alfano says the presentation is on wealth accumulation and business needs.
I'll be talking about how retirement plans can effectively help not only satisfy the employee's needs, but also can be a great asset for the employers.
Alfano says his company has 25,000 small business retirement plans, one of the fastest growing populations of overall business owners in the country. Why should employers and employees show up tonight?
Individuals are interested in hearing about how not only the landscape for retirement planning and wealth accumulation has changed, but also what's out there to help satisfy those needs.
Those who attend tonight will be able to ask questions and connect with local resources to find simple, affordable ways to plan for life after work. The session is from 6 till 8 tonight at Hobbs High School Training Facility, 2110 East Sanger Street. It's free and open to everyone. I'm Dawn Morgan, and you're up to date with Kix 103 News.
Lovington Police Department is asking for the public's help in identifying culprits responsible for several cases of animal abuse by burning dogs with acid. LPD and Animal Control are investigating at least three incidents involving a person or persons intentionally killing, harming, or disfiguring dogs in and around Lovington. Investigators believe the attacks were done through the use of acid or some other form of caustic chemical, and several of the dogs have died. Others have been severely disfigured.
If you can help investigators with information about the case, call Lovington Police at 396-2811. Housing. With the economy booming in Hobbs, the lack of affordable available homes is a hot topic. While city government tussles with tax incentives for developers and other ways to bring supply in line with demand, Lee County Housing Incorporated is making it easier and faster to buy a home. The organization's director, Russ Doss, said the first-time home buyer education class is offered each spring and fall.
It is a free course. It's a 10-hour course, and it meets the requirements of the New Mexico Mortgage Finance Authority to qualify for down payment and closing cost assistance programs.
Doss says some mortgage companies also require this class for applicants who want to buy a house. It's a four-part course, 2.5 hours each Saturday, beginning this weekend at New Mexico Junior College in Hobbs. It's free, but Doss says space is limited. To sign up or to find out more, call Doss at 691-9637 or go online to leehousing.com. 13 years ago today, our nation was attacked by terrorists who took lives and changed the rest of our lives forever. Lieutenant Governor John Sanchez said that commemorating this solemn occasion is important.
Today we want to remember, you know, the thousands of lives that were lost on September 11th. But we also want to recognize and remember and honor the brave men and women who have put their lives on the line every day to serve our country, both here and abroad, and are protecting the homeland.
The lieutenant governor believes New Mexico should do its part to ensure that when servicemen and women return to civilian life, there's plenty of opportunities and support for them. A September 11th remembrance ceremony is scheduled tonight at the 9/11 Memorial at Harry McAdams Park in Hobbs. The candlelight ceremony begins at 8:30. It's free and open to everyone. I'm Dawn Morgan. You're up to date with Kix 103 News.